dearest lovelies, welcome back to another episode of Dear Lovely Universe Podcast. It's me, Kaylin Vu. Today I'm going to be talking about my tips, advice, and things I would love to say for girls and boys getting bullied and having a challenging time in high school. So this topic is very personal to me because, well, I was getting bullied from a very young age. It highly impacted my life and really, really made me into who I am today, and is a large, large reason why I even podcast or blog of any sort, of any kind. So the first thing that I want to say is that when you love and accept yourself and are confident in yourself, it doesn't matter what other people say. And the reason for this is because you are not seeking outer validation. You know yourself. You know you. Nowadays, if someone were to call me a hoe or a slut, I wouldn't care because I know that I'm not. But back in those other days, I would care because I didn't know myself back then. And what people said meant a lot more to me. Also, I think part of getting to know and to love yourself is to spend time with yourself. I believe that when I was in high school, I spent a lot of time with toxic people, people I considered my friends, but they really weren't friends. And it took a lot of getting backstabbed, thrown under buses, almost getting arrested a few times for me to realize that I needed to cut a lot of people off and focus on my own life. And that's okay. It's perfectly amazing to focus on your own life, no matter what stage of life you're at. So when I was about to go into senior year, that was when I moved out of my family house into my grandma's house. And for a week or something like that, I was at rock bottom, just crying every day. I didn't know what to do. I was just so unhappy. And I think after a week of that was when I made a decision. And this is the decision that changed my life. I decided, and I said to myself, after I was crying for so long, I said, I decide not to live in pain anymore. I don't want to live in pain anymore. I'm done with it. Again, I don't want to live in pain anymore. I'm done with it. And that was when I started to take the actions forward to move past this period of pain in my life. And really, ever since that day, sure, good and bad. There's really no such thing, I feel as good and bad, but more challenging and less challenging days that have come. But it's not as rock bottom as it was before, because I made a plan for myself to improve myself, to get to where I want to go in life and not be unhappy anymore in ways that were going to keep me from being unhappy. Another thing is to remember that everything is temporary. And I mean everything in life. People are born, people die. And that's just one example. But everything is temporary. This job, this school, these friends, nothing is permanent. Sometime it will change. I know that maybe 4 years of high school seems like a long time, but it's going to go by so much faster than you realize. And after high school, things get real. It gets really real. So honestly, as bad as I really thought I had it, it was a lot better than I thought it was. Remember that what people say has everything to do with them and nothing to do with you. They could be going through something themselves or are getting bullied by someone else. Don't stoop down to their level. It's very common that people who are bullies are getting bullied by someone else. End the cycle. You don't have to bully someone else just because you were bullied. You could channel that energy in another way. Send them love and light and wish them the best. You have control over your actions. It doesn't matter how upset you are, and this goes for any situation. It doesn't matter how upset you are, you still have control over your actions. Do something and act in a way that will make you feel good after. Don't do something that you might regret. Put energy into something greater than yourself for this moment. Volunteer. There's many, many animal shelters that would love to have you. Maybe after school programs. Get a part-time job. The time to focus on your future is now. And when I was in high school, to be really honest, I wasn't thinking about my future very much. I was thinking about where my next high was going to come from, about boys, and just the wrong things. Focus on your future, your priorities. I think getting a job while you're still in high school is a really great idea because you can become more independent faster. You can move out faster. You have a basis for your life. It helps you build confidence. And then once you graduate from high school, you're not just like, so what now? You actually have something built up for yourself. I mentioned these healthy distractions, and I want to make sure that we distinguish a healthy distraction from an unhealthy distraction. Do things that make you feel good and happy and benefit your future. Drugs and alcohol are not worth it. They make you do things that you would never do otherwise, lower your immune system and make you sick, and can land you in jail, affecting your long-term future. So I almost went to jail like a few times, and I'm so grateful that I never actually got arrested. But there's so many times and chances when I could have died. I could have died. And I wouldn't be here talking to you today. I would be gone. My future would have been, well, maybe not ruined, but I would have never been able to have the chance to work with children had I ever been arrested. Drugs and alcohol have made me do things that I would have never done otherwise. And I really hope that you don't ever have to experience that. But if you do, then grow from it, learn from it. Insanity is doing the same thing over again and expecting something different. If you're doing drugs and alcohol and your life is a certain way, well, maybe change what you're doing and something different will happen. So, especially in high school, I know peer pressure is a big thing. I fell into it. A lot of people fall into it. There's always trends to look and act certain ways, and that's fine. But be yourself. Act in ways that make you feel good. Wear clothes that make you feel good. Just because other people are doing it doesn't mean that you have to do it too. I used to wear really skimpy clothes a lot of the time. And it did make me feel good because that was just what I liked to wear. But I was also wearing it a lot for outer validation. And this is where the disconnection of self-love has come into play. When people would make fun of me for the way I dressed or the way I would wear so much makeup or anything like that, it was just putting salt on my insecurities. If I had just embraced the way that my face looks without makeup, if I had just embraced the way that my body is without having to wear short skirts or revealing dresses or push-up bras, then it really wouldn't have mattered to me so much because I wasn't trying to impress them. I can tell you a story about, well, pretty much every single school that I went to, I got dress coded. And I mean, it feels not good, to say the least. I got harassed by teachers, my principal, some at a school, and it's just not worth it. I'm telling you, wear and act the way that makes you feel good. So, going back to thinking about your future now, think about what do you want in life? What do you want to do after high school? And start now. Become someone who cares about goals, about planning what you want to do in your life. When you just kind of go day by day, it's a little bit more challenging to know where you're going and have the motivation to get up every day and say, wow, let's rock this thing. Have your goals. Have short-term goals, have long-term goals. But I mean, I'm not really a fan of putting like a number on things because let's say, what if you don't accomplish that goal in 5 years, 10 years? It's still an amazing feat. It doesn't matter really if you completed that goal exactly in that time frame. It just matters that you completed that goal. So, I think most importantly, you didn't come this far to only get this far. You're still here. You can and will get through this. I personally believe that everything happens for a reason and a purpose. You are the way that you are because of everything you've been through. And these experiences are doing the same thing. They're teaching you how to be a stronger person. All of these experiences are teaching you how to be a stronger person. They're making you into who you are today. When I was in school, I felt like I didn't know what I wanted to do in life. And this was major for me because I've always known that I wanted to do something bigger than myself, help the world. But I didn't know how I could do that. And I realize now that it's the simple things. It's talking about this experience that I went through, getting bullied and sexually harassed and having sleepless nights and depression, and that so many people can relate to that. And that's why I do this now. If I hadn't gotten bullied, who knows what kind of person I would be. And you know, honestly, looking back, I'm so grateful for the fact that I had to endure all of these hardships because of the person that it molded me into a strong, independent, confident person. And one day, I'm sure that you will look back on your experience as well, and you will think to yourself, wow, that was really freaking challenging, but I went through it. Now I can get through anything. I'm so strong. And I know you will get there too, and you will help someone. You will see someone who was in your shoes before, and you will know what it was like, and you will be there to help them and be a guiding hand. I want you to know that you are special. You have value, you're beautiful and amazing, no matter what anyone says or does. No matter what. Oh my gosh. People told me that I should kill myself. Some people said I was a chink. Even a PE teacher called me a hoochie mama. Who cares? Again, that has everything to do with them and nothing to do with you. Just because maybe you're in high school does not make you a lesser person or less important than anyone else. You have unlimited potential, and you literally are the future of the world. You are so important. You matter. Your ideas matter. You have a place here. You belong. The world would not be the same without you. I want you to take control over your life. Don't let what other people say control you, control how you feel. You have control over how you manage other people's opinions and the way that you live your life. This life thing is a process. And sometimes things are harder than, well, more challenging than other times. We will go through things in life that will rock our boat. I'm trying to use good language here. That will rock our boat so freaking bad that we feel like we will feel at certain times very unhappy, or even in my case, suicidal a few times. And again, when you are coming from that place and you overcome it, you realize you are so strong and you can get through so much more than you have ever imagined. I think something that I would tell my high school self is to get to know yourself. Get to know Kaylin. Whoever you are, dearest lovely, please, 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 please get to know yourself. When you know you and you love yourself, it doesn't matter what anyone says. Be focused on your future. Focus on yourself. Love yourself. You are experiencing the perfect thing that will help you, that will help mold you into the person that you are meant to be. Everything is for a reason. And it's hard now. It might be really challenging, but you will get through this. Nothing lasts forever, no matter how good or how bad it is. And I have been here before, and I can tell you firsthand that you will be okay. I promise you, you will be okay. Please hold on. There's a book that I read that I can't quite remember the name of right now, but I will include it in the show notes and description. And it talks about people who committed suicide that got in touch with this medium and they wrote a book together. And a lot of people, there's like six general classes of why people commit suicide. One is for being LGBT. Another one is the stress from school and bullying. The other ones I can't really exactly remember, but those two resonated with me so much. And they got to see the parts of what their life story would have been if they hadn't committed suicide. And a lot of people, well, all of those people had so much left to do in life. They weren't supposed to go yet. All of these events that made them commit suicide, or had led up to the events of them committing suicide, was to purposely make them a stronger person and give them the experience to help other people. If I had committed suicide when I really, really wanted to, I wouldn't be here right now talking to you guys about the experience that I went through. So I'm telling you, there is a purpose for this. You will make it out, and you are loved. Focus on your future. Focus on yourself and love yourself. So my name is Kaylin Vu. Thank you for tuning in. I post blogs and podcasts on my website called www.dearlovelyuniverse.com. I post blogs every 10th of the month now. I used to post blogs every single Monday, but I'm shifting my focus onto podcasts more, and I'm also coming out with a membership soon. So you can join the waitlist on my website. You can get the show notes for this podcast on my website, and a heads up that my next blog will be what I learned from being a behavioral technician with children of autism. So I talk a lot about, well, things that touched my heart, and I hope that you will read it and let me know what you think. If you felt a connection to things that I was saying, and if this helped you in any way, then please let me know and leave a comment and share and post this on your social media and connect with me on Instagram and Facebook at Dear Lovely Universe. I love you so much, and thank you for tuning in.